Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, son of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Looking unto God is the key to finding hope, strength, and deliverance in times of trouble. As humans, we are often faced with trials and challenges that seem insurmountable. It is easy to become overwhelmed and discouraged and to lose sight of the hope that we have in Christ. However, when we shift our focus from our problems to His promises, we can experience true peace and joy, even in the midst of our trials. Join us today as we explore the Word of God, looking at the topic, Look unto Jesus. Our Bible text is from Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2.
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
In times of trouble, we often look to our own strength or the help of others to get us through. But the truth is, our true source of strength and help comes from God alone. As we face the challenges of life, we must learn to look unto Him and trust in His unfailing love and faithfulness. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 45 verse 22, Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. This verse reminds us that God is the only true source of salvation and deliverance. We cannot save ourselves or rely on anyone else to save us. We must look to God and trust in Him to rescue us from our troubles. Looking unto God requires us to shift our focus from our problems to His promises. It means acknowledging that we are powerless without Him and that our strength and hope come from Him alone. In Psalm chapter 121 verses 1-2, the psalmist declares, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. When we look unto God, we are acknowledging that He is the creator of the universe and that He has the power to help us in our time of need. Looking unto God also requires us to trust in His character. We must believe that God is good, loving, and faithful, even when we cannot see the evidence of His goodness in our circumstances. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, we are told that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is trusting in God's promises even when we cannot see the outcome of our situation. Looking unto God also means seeking His face and His will. We must come before God with a humble heart, seeking His guidance and wisdom. In James chapter 1 verse 5, we read that if we lack wisdom, we should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to us. When we look unto God, we are submitting ourselves to His will and trusting that He knows what is best for us. In times of trouble, it can be easy to become discouraged and lose sight of God's promises. But the Bible tells us that God is always with us, even in the midst of our trials. In Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 says, Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. When we look unto God, we can find comfort and strength in His presence, knowing that He is with us always. The Bible is filled with examples of people who looked unto God in their time of need. One such example is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. In this chapter, we read about King Jehoshaphat, who faced a vast army that was coming to attack him and his people. In verse 3, we are told that Jehoshaphat was afraid and turned his attention to seek the Lord. He then gathered the people together to fast and seek the Lord's guidance. In verse 12, Jehoshaphat prays to the Lord, We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Jehoshaphat recognized that he could not overcome the enemy on his own, but he could trust in God to deliver him. The Lord then spoke to Jehoshaphat through one of His prophets, assuring him that the battle was not his, but God's. In the end, God delivered Jehoshaphat and his people from their enemies, and they praised God for His faithfulness and protection. This story reminds us that when we face difficult situations, we should follow Jehoshaphat's example and turn our attention to seek the Lord. We should pray and fast, seeking God's guidance and wisdom. When we do this, God will give us the strength and courage to face our trials, and He will deliver us from our enemies. Another example of looking unto God is found in the book of Psalms. In Psalm chapter 34, David writes, "I sought the Lord, and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame," verses 4-5. David experienced many trials in his life, but he always turned to God for help and deliverance. He trusted in God's goodness and faithfulness, and God never failed him. Looking unto God also requires us to surrender our lives to Him completely. In Matthew chapter 16 verses 24-25, Jesus says, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." When we surrender our lives to God, we are saying that we trust in His plan for our lives, even if it means sacrificing our own desires and dreams. When we look unto God and surrender our lives to Him, we can experience true peace and joy. In Philippians chapter 4 verses 6-7, we are told, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." When we look unto God, we can find peace in the midst of our troubles, knowing that He is in control and that He loves us deeply. In conclusion, looking unto God is the key to finding hope, strength, and deliverance in times of trouble. It requires us to shift our focus from our problems to His promises, to trust in His character, and to seek His face and His will. When we look unto God, we can experience true peace and joy, even in the midst of our trials. Let us remember the words of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2. "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." May we fix our eyes on Jesus, and may He be the source of our strength and hope in all things. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for the privilege of sharing this devotional message on looking unto You. We acknowledge that You are our source of hope, strength, and deliverance in times of trouble. We thank You for the examples of Jehoshaphat and David, who looked unto You in the midst of their trials and experienced Your faithfulness and protection. Father, we pray that You would help us to shift our focus from our problems to Your promises, and to trust in Your character and Your will for our lives. We pray that You would give us the courage and strength to surrender our lives to You completely, even if it means sacrificing our own desires and dreams. Help us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, and to find true peace and joy in Him. We pray for anyone who may be going through a difficult time right now. We ask that You would comfort them and give them the strength to look unto You for help and deliverance. We pray that You would be their source of hope and peace, and that they would experience Your presence and Your love in a tangible way. Thank You, Father, for the privilege of coming before You in prayer. We trust in Your goodness and faithfulness, and we know that You will always be with us, no matter what we face. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Joshua chapter 9 and chapter 10. And for the evening, Luke chapter 3. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.